Killers and Read My Mind. We're playing that because we're talking about the Time to Read campaign, which was launched last week by the Book Trust. Now, the Time to Read campaign came out of research that the Book Trust had commissioned on whether parents were still reading, or still reading bedtime stories to their children. So last week I spoke to Diana Gell, she's Chief Executive of the Book Trust, and Nadia Shireen, illustrator and writer of the children's book, The Bumble Bear. So I spoke to them down the line and asked them what the research had shown.
We've been talking to parents about how often they do story time and what's standing in their way of reading to their kids, and quite a lot coming back about how do you balance that against the amount of time on screen, and also parents confessing to missing out the pages or skipping paragraphs just to get the story to an end before bedtime.
And this is because of the amount of work, presumably, parents have, all the distractions that they themselves are giving into that are online.
Lots and lots of things going on. It's partly screen time, but it's also parents saying, well, look, I'm juggling a job, or two of us are working and we don't have much time, or the household chores still needing to be done, or I've got two or three children and they all want to do different things along the way. So our response to that is, how can we make life easier for parents? How can we encourage parents to do that thing of finding 10 minutes a day to read to your child? And that's why we're launching the National Time to Read Challenge, asking parents to have a think about carving out 10 minutes a day to read with their kid, not making this a big deal or yet another thing to add to your list, but working out how you can have some fun with your kid.
And what are the benefits of reading with children?
It's almost the magic cure-all. If you start reading with your child young, it's great for their language development. It helps them to be school ready. And over the longer term, children who read regularly and love reading do better at school and in later life. It also helps build empathy. When we read, we have an open door into other worlds, to the way other people think, and for people to different backgrounds to ourselves. And also, of course, you can hoover up lots of facts with any non-fiction book.
But there is a skill to reading with a child, isn't there?
Actually, I'm not too sure there is. I think when we say skill, it makes it sound very difficult. It's a bit like when we talk about running around with a kid. Is there a particular way of running? Actually, you open the book, you read to the kid, you see what they like, you see what you like. I mean, the very best readers, and Nadia will comment on this, can read amazingly, but there's lots of us who are not so great at reading, and your child will still love it because it's time with you, focused time, interactive time.
And Nadia is there, I know, and she's a children's author herself. And actually, often in these books that are aimed at children, there are little stories there for the adults too, aren't there? So it's not necessarily a boring story about a duck who learns to swim. There's little things in the illustrations there sometimes.
Yeah, look, I mean, a story is a story, and there are so many picture books out there that are beautifully illustrated. And yeah, there's loads for parents to enjoy. You can be any age and enjoy a picture book. When I'm drawing and writing my picture books, I'm looking to make myself laugh and, you know, engage myself as much as a kid. There's not really an age limit on, you know, drawing a bear in a bee suit is funny whatever age you are, I think.
And would you recommend, when you're reading with children, that you point things out on the page, you develop accents, so, you know, how can you make it more entertaining for both of you?
Yeah, you know, however you like to do it. I mean, you know, you might like to do an amazing Sean Connery impression for some characters. Definitely take your time on each page. If you know, follow your child's lead. If your child is suddenly obsessed with a little picture of a bee in the corner, then chat about it. That's the great thing about books. They are as interactive as any app.
And I suppose it's creating memories, isn't it? Not just of the book, but of the moment, that downtime, that moment of stillness with the parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think that they're not going to remember if you forgot to do the, you know, the Hoover in that day. They are going to remember that you snuggled up under a blanket and read a funny book together.
And what book do you remember, Nadia?
I used to love the Meg and Mod books. I don't know if you remember those. They were fantastic. And, you know, slightly older, I was obsessed with Roald Dahl, loved Winnie the Pooh, Richard Starry, he did some great books. Harry the Dirty Dog, that was another favourite.
What about you, Diana? What memories do you have of reading?
I'm seconding Winnie the Pooh, who I loved, and somehow the attitude of that little bear is still with me. I love the Narnia books. Didn't get any of the mythology, but loved the idea of going camping and being a brave king and queen, and suddenly you were special. And a bit embarrassing to admit, I was obsessed as a kid with the Jill's Ponies series. I didn't have a pony. I didn't even hardly knew what a horse looked like, and I certainly wasn't going to be riding because it was way too expensive. But I happily immersed myself in this completely different world of this girl who looked after 5 ponies, and it was just a different place for me to be.
And if parents are feeling a little nervous about reading with their children, or they don't quite know what to do, is there help available?
You can go to our website, booktrust.org.uk, which has lots and tips and tricks for reading. But what I would also say to parents is, it's not a test. There isn't a right way to do it. It's a way of having fun. No child is going to turn around to you and say, you didn't do that sentence completely and utterly right. Or if they are, at least you can congratulate yourself that they're a very smart cookie. What they really want is the time to be with you and to have fun. And the biggest tip I always give to any parent is, choose a book that you love too, because if you love it, then you'll want to spend the time reading with that, with your child as well.
And of course, late in the evening, parents are often tired or thinking about what they might be having to do at work the next day. If that is the case, what would you suggest? Reading earlier in the evening?
I think there's quite a lot about finding the time which is right for you. So we know that if you read just before bedtime, it can help your child sleep. But if it's not right for you and your family, I've been thinking quite a lot about this. For some families, actually, I found that reading over breakfast works brilliantly. Everybody's wide awake. You've got a captive audience over the cornflakes. Or maybe, as you say, you read when you come in from school. So it's finding a time which works for you and your family and your child. And every family and every child is different, and you'll know best when's the time to sneak in that 10 minutes of reading.
And Diana, your chief executive of the Book Trust. Could you just tell me a little bit about that?
We're all about getting children reading and helping mums and dads and carers to read with their kids. We have the Time to Read programme. We're also behind Bookstart, which gets books and advice to the parent of every new baby in the country every year. And our aim is really to help children and parents find the book that they love and find ways of reading which work for them.
And just a final question, Nadia, when you're writing a book, you are presumably thinking of not just your child reader, but maybe principally of the adult reader, because you know that most of the books are going to be read aloud and shared.
You've got to think of everyone. So I think about my child reader first. I'd say I really want to make them laugh and I really want to keep their attention over 32 pages. But yeah, I'm also thinking about parents, teachers, librarians. You've got a broad audience with a picture book, but hopefully I kind of managed to balance all the elements to keep everyone interested.
That was Nadia Shireen there, illustrator and also the children's book The Bumble Bear. And Nadia studied children's illustration here in Cambridge at the Anglia Ruskin University on the children's illustration course there. I was also talking to Chief Executive Diana Jowell. She's Chief Executive of the Book Trust. If you want more information about that campaign or about the work the Book Trust does, that website address again, booktrust.org.uk.